Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. And happy Valentine's Day for all you Valentine's peoples out there.
Have you got a Valentine's card for your other half?
No. Have you got one for yours?
No. I love my girlfriend every day of the year, not just on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So anyone who hasn't got a card, you can use that excuse right there. Keep that in the bank.
But if you're going to use that excuse, make sure you do stuff on other days that aren't Valentine's Day. For example, I actually got flowers the other day.
Or just do nothing all year.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Stay consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got flowers?
Right. So I feel like I've already said this on the pod before, but so I never used to get a flowers anyway.
Yeah, I think a lot of the listeners would like the fact that you brought a flowers.
Well, they should appreciate it, yeah.
Because they're probably thinking, that poor woman, that poor lady.
Look, I'm not nasty all the time. but yeah, I never used to buy her flowers. Because she's got hay fever.
Right.
And I remember early doors, I had no point getting me flowers.
Yeah.
She actually says that to me. So for years, never got her any. And then probably about 3 years ago, she says, you never get me no flowers. I think it was around Mother's Day or something. And it was the florist up Marston Green, so up the road, where I was we'll stop off here, get some flowers for me mum. And that was the conversation. And you never get me no flowers at all because you've got hay fever. Why am I going to put something in the house that you're allergic to?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but it's nice. And plus I can depollen them and blah, blah. I was like, so you want me to get you some flowers there? So it's gone on from there. So I never get any expensive ones or anything. And then even just the other day, I went into Asda, saw them all there because obviously they've got all the ones out ready for Valentine's Day and that anyway. I was like, I'm not going to spend fucking a lot of money on roses and stuff. Plus, she doesn't like roses. Saw this little bunch of yellow and green bastards. £6. I thought, fucking sound.
Are they actually called bastards?
No, I just don't know the name of flowers, honey. Okay. I know they weren't lilies.
No, I was just like, so I don't know flowers. So when you said it, I was just like, I don't know whether to ask that question because I'm going to sound dumb if it is.
Look how beautiful these bastards are. They smell nice, don't they?
Bastards, yeah.
But, it's £6. Fucking sound.
Was she happy with it?
Yeah. To be honest, I'd forgot that I bought them because I'd already put them in the vase because I weren't going to leave them on the side for a couple hours because it was Wednesday and she doesn't get back until late on a Wednesday. And I'd already started cooking dinner. They said they're in the vase, they're on the table in the living room. So I'm cooking dinner. She's coming, pottering around, and she's like, oh, we've got flowers. I was like, oh, yeah, I've got your flowers. if you're gonna do stuff, do it all year round,
right?
Just any other
either
day.
Way, be consistent with it,
yeah. Because I mean, it is just a waste of money, isn't it?
Everything, money spinner,
everything gets expensive, the pubs are all rammed, and because that always cracks me up. You get people going out on a date in a pub or wherever, it's all. You don't do this any other time.
Yeah.
So why are you making the effort now when it's more expensive as well? Just fucking do it any other day. And as I say, there was someone that did ask, did I kick off last weekend? The answer's no. I couldn't be arsed in the end. But it's not always me just being a knob and moaning at home. It's half the time. There's the other half, I'm asleep. But, I'll do stuff like that from time to time. She started crying again the other night.
Why?
Well, because she's there. sitting on my side of the sofa, which is now her side.
When does her side become your side officially? Do you stop calling it her side, but your side?
I'm expecting when the weather starts to get warmer, because she's sitting there because it's close to the radiator and I ain't bothered about that.
Mm.
But I think it's going to be a permanent thing until the baby's here, because it's easier for her to get an up and down off of that side instead of sitting in the corner on the old piece. So, for a while, unfortunately. So she's sitting there and then she's put her feet across to me. And I don't mind her putting her feet on me and that, but it's when, like, you know, when cats fucking massage the fucking paws, she does that with her toes and that cracks me up. But I ain't bothered about the feet and that. It's just, don't wiggle your toes. Just put your feet there and just leave. Like, you don't need to keep reminding me that your feet are on me. But like, so anyway, she's put her feet onto me. But like, as she's doing it, she's already made like a bit of a shivering noise to indicate she's cold. So I've got the little, my little fleece blanket off the side of the chair and put it over her legs.
Yeah.
And so she starts crying. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And obviously the hormones and everything were all high. She's like, you just spoil me, don't you?
That's because, Jay, you treated her mean. And now she's like, you know what I mean? She's keen.
I'll put it out there. I wasn't nasty to her at all that day.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
No, because it's the little things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, it's stuff like that. She acknowledges and she appreciates. You know, I don't get anything in return myself, Lord, but, you know.
You don't get nothing, mate.
No. Not even a good cup of milk. Not even
after the flowers.
No. No, nothing.
Not even after the blanket?
No. Let's say just wiggly toes. That's all the fucking team to got.
At least it was on your lap, so you got some kind of sensation. Well,
it was against my leg.
Well, she's teasing you then. She's building up to it.
Been building up for a long time, mate. But yeah, Matt, I'm a bit gutted as well, though, because obviously since it's Valentine's Day, a lot of people, if they're not going out, they'll cook a meal and, you know, candlelights and whatever and a movie. Not that I'll go to that extreme because I don't sit at the table with candles. We will watch a film or something like that. But last night I cooked a pork ragu. So it's a pasta dish.
Mm.
Fucking amazing. And I wish that I did it tonight now instead.
Oh, okay.
Because it would have seemed like a fucking, like a better, more of a gesture. I was on it straight away when we first got together. I was like, I'm not into none of that Valentine's Day shit. I'm not going to be fucking buying you gifts and that. You know, that's Christmas and birthdays, basically. Keep it at that. If I would have cooked that tonight, it would have been fucking a nice one, but it was. I'd give her a plate, and by the time I'd walked into the kitchen to get mine and come back in, she's just had a mouthful. And, you know, just that look, like, a child trying chocolate for the first time, just sheer excitement, the jaws open and that. And she's like, this is better than your lasagna. And I'll cook a fucking brilliant lasagna as well. And it's the first time I've done a ragu. So, I was really impressed with myself. Like, it all from scratch as well, though. Even the sauce, no tomato, passata sauce or anything. Yeah. It was fresh tomatoes, roasted my garlic up and that in the oven. And then once they'd all charred a bit and that in the pot, mashed them up, fucking bit of beef stock, pasta in, fucking the lot. It was nice, man. Like, because she's still, I say she's not eating properly because she's snacking a lot. Mm. She was always snacking a lot anyway, but she's snacking for two now, isn't she? At least that's what she keeps saying. So she doesn't eat a big dinner these days. But last night, she was eyeing up my plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? She says, well, I'm just looking how much more you've got left. Even though she still had some on her plate. I was like, if you want some of this, I'll give you some. You know, because I've got two fucking garlic baguettes there. So I'm ready to fucking down them bastards, I am. Because I like garlic bread as well. Garlic? That's just gone over so many people's heads, all the younger people. Fuck that. Peter Kay. So she ended up not having any of mine, and she struggled to eat everything that was on her plate, but she literally did lick the plate because she enjoyed it that much. Even down to fresh Parmesan cheese as well, just grating that bastard over the top. Fucking.
It's funny how she licks that plate though, mate.
Yeah, I'm licking my ball. I have to get some of that sauce on my fucking mouth. Just a little pot, though. Weren't even the Parmesan on that either. Fucking hell. I do keep my dick clean, by the way. Yeah, hopefully if any of yous, I mean, if you're listening to this today for you, yesterday as we're recording it, so it's Valentine's Day for us today, so happy belated Valentine's Day for a lot of yous. But again, a lot of people will be doing stuff tomorrow night as well, instead of going out on the Friday, they'll do it on the Saturday as well, just to try and spread it out. Plus the pubs and all that will spread it out as well, won't they? So they can make the most of it. But I mean, I'll probably end up having a takeaway tonight now. I know that she's gone to Asda earlier, and because she's already texted me that is, she's took her out for took herself out for a walk. Obviously, she's not taking the dog into Asda because they don't like pets in there. And she's bought a whole duck, and she literally bought a whole duck on the text message. So I'm assuming she's bought a whole duck anyway, unless she's put on the text. Bought duck breasts or duck legs or something. I'm assuming it's a whole duck, any. But again, I don't get that now. So, obviously, with all the pregnancy things, there's certain things you can and can't eat, and obviously, the midwife says you got to do this and whatever. So, as far as I was aware, duck was off the table because I think it's too fatty or something.
Okay.
I know she said at the time, and she definitely said duck anyway. Because I see him all the time in Asda, and I'm like, I love me a bit of duck. Especially because if you cook it for a Sunday roast dinner, and then the leftovers, because with a chicken, I'll do a curry or something anyway. With a duck, you've got to do a Chinese.
See, I don't think I've ever had duck.
It's beautiful. But
it's a duck.
Yeah. Quack, quack. Yeah, quacking, mate. Fucking.
It's cracking.
Yeah. No, because you're not a massive roast dinner fan, no. At least you never used to be. You are more so these days, but you'll take it or leave it. You're not going to go out your way to get one.
Yeah,
but you're not going to go to a Toby Carver.
No.
That wouldn't be your first restaurant of choice. Or if they've got other stuff on the menu, you'd have that before the roast dinner. So, have you ever had turkey with like a Christmas dinner?
Yeah,
it's better than turkey because again, if you don't cook a turkey right, it can be dry.
Yeah.
It's, you've really got to overcook a duck to dry it out. And the taste is just better than chicken and that as well. And the eggs are better as well.
No, I've had an ostrich burger once.
I've had ostrich burger.
It just, I don't know why, because in my head it doesn't feel like I should be eating it. Like ostrich, duck.
Yeah, but it's just another bird, ain't it? Like quail and stuff. But I can't remember the website now, but I remember looking at one years ago, and you could buy literally everything, kangaroo meat, crocodile meat, and all that on there. I never got anything. Well, I think I got the ostrich burgers from there. I don't know if I did get kangaroo steaks or something, but there was literally loads of different animals. Or just imagine they shipped them from Australia, to be fair, because you read it like it was fucking an Australian zoo.
Kangaroo.
Yeah. Proper. Fucking. I'm going to have to see if that's still a thing now, because, just like eating meat, honey.
Well, you wouldn't want kangaroo from somewhere like India, mate.
No.
Kangaroos are really only in Australia, aren't they?
I think they are only indigenous to Australia. Yeah. Same as koalas, I believe.
Right. What I'm saying is, mate, you know, you're saying you believe they're from Australia, so if it's a kangaroo, hopefully it's from Australia, not from anywhere else.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, you know, from a zoo. Again, I have seen kangaroos. I was thinking then, do they have kangaroos in the zoos over here? But they do.
Yeah.
I know I've seen them. So, you know, maybe if they've died of natural causes, then the meat's getting reused. instead of just throwing them to the lion or something. But you would just do either way.
I don't know. Either way, it seems pretty sad, to be honest.
No, it's but like... you know, you got to think fucking realistically. Like, if that kangaroo or the monkeys died or something naturally, like,
what alien?
Yeah, like, just give that to the fucking tigers or the lions, and that saves, like, you know, a day or two of the feed, then, ain't it?
No, I get what you're saying.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah. It is, no, because in the... No, that's true.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok the other day, since I'm singing the fucking Lion King songs. This couple's got a Cane Corso dog. And not the original Lion King, you know, the newer one where it's the live action.
Yeah.
Is that what you class it as? But yeah, it's not the animated film.
Yeah, anyway. I think it is. Like, you call it live action.
So, like, the dog's watching that and fucking, like, as spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen The Lion King, by the way, but as Simba's dad dies, literally the dog's there because it's like jumping up at the cantal open as it's like the charging through the canyon thing. And then, like, as Simba's at the fucking the dead body, like, the girl's gone round to the dog and the dog is literally crying. Like, it was such a shame, like, because obviously the dog's already confused because it's jumping up at the TV trying to, like, help the fucking lion and all that. And then, like, he's obviously realised what's going on. And he's just sitting there crying. And, like, she's recording, laughing. I thought, you nasty bitch.
Yeah, he's
like, comfort the dog, man. Fucking just, you know, reassure.
Emotional support, yeah.
Yeah.
Can the channel I've released at it?
Like, no, to put it on to see the dog's reaction. Like, because, you know, look, you've done it with Alfie, putting Pokemon on for him because he loves it. I'll put Bluey on for my dog, even though I don't think he fucking watches it. He's strange like that, because I'll put stuff on for him, and, like, I know he won't pay attention in general, but he'll sit there and watch the football with me. Like, he doesn't jump up and get excited.
Yeah, that maybe that's all the multiple colours, though, like spots.
But say, like, I'll put Bluey on for him, and
I don't
see him.
I mean, I know Bluey's supposed to... obviously, the way they do the colours, and it's supposed
to
that's
for
how,
the dogs, yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. He's just a fucking dib anyway. But yeah, it's another week gone. Elon Musk. Did you see him? Like, I don't even know what he was doing with Trump and what the meeting was about. I just saw the clips of him getting asked a question and... he's just completely, like, dodged it. It's like he's trying to be a British politician now because he's avoided what the actual question was, and he was just trying to say that the people, no, not all the people, but, you know, 51% of the people have voted for our saviour, Donald Trump, and, you know, this is what democracy is all about because the people have voted for him and he's in power, and, like, now even the people that didn't want him in power, they're going to reap the benefits, and, like, nothing to do with what he was asked. And he avoided several questions. And it just seemed like he'd been fucking, like, licking acid or something.
I've saw a clip. I haven't watched all of it. I just saw a clip of what you're on about. Is it the way of wearing the black hat?
Yeah, he lifts up his hat. Like, the one that I watched anyway. He lifts his hat up at first. And he was like, really? Is it because of the hat? And then he's put it back on because the hat says "Make America Great Again," and then that's when he started rolling into what, well, the people have voted and whatever. I don't get it. I don't see why he's being such a strange character these days.
Being a British politician with it.
Yeah,
I watched what's that? Is it Angela? What's that British politician? Angela something.
Rayner.
Yeah, is that her name? You know, the ginger one.
Yeah, Angela Rayner. Yeah.
Have you seen that she called Keir Starmer something? And then the presenter's like, you called him, this in your book. And she wouldn't answer the question. It's her book, it's her autobiography. And she wouldn't say yeah or no. Well, if we look in 2007, we've been, you know, like, honestly, the lady was like, did you call the Prime Minister, whatever it was?
A stupid fucking wallet.
It was something like that. Yeah. It was like a fucking prick or something. It was something along those lines. She wouldn't say, yeah, I did back then, but I feel different now. She wouldn't say.
Yeah. She's like, it was the same with Starmer's comments towards Trump, like, last year or the year before.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Trump, like, won the election, and he was trying to backpedal on that straight away. Did you see any of the farmers' protest the other day as well.
Yeah, I saw because he went to somewhere that was building some new houses or something.
Yeah, on a building site, and he's full on health and safety.
But it was
non-stop.
Houses that was building, wasn't it? Yeah. It's all right, yeah. I know, I just saw him with the hot. Obviously, he had the Hy-Vis on, the fucking hard hat.
Yeah.
No one was working, but he had the fucking Hy-Vis and hard hat.
I absolutely loved it because you could see that they're trying to talk a lot. Look at the plans, like he knows what he's looking at and that. And all you could hear was all the farmers' horns just blaring. Mm. And he just kept looking over at them as if to say, like, you know, will you please stop? And they were like, nope, fucking. But it's good. What baffles me is the amount of these politicians and that, because I'll see the interviews on GB News, and just saying, I don't get why they're doing it. And it's not respectful. It's this and that. They're harming it for themselves. But they just won't acknowledge the fact that they're ruining it for the farmers. Like, farmers are there to do one thing, grow food, raise livestock, and, you know, support our economy. They're meant to be providing for us. And the fact that they're making everything harder for the farmers, the inheritance tax and everything, it's just fucking stupid. So obviously they're going to protest. You know, the train drivers are fucking protesting all the time because they want more money. They're kind of fucking shitload as it is, just for fucking pushing a lever forward and backwards. No, it's not hard, is it?
Press the button to open the door.
Well, they don't even have to do that, do they? They just fucking, once the park, put it in fucking, well, put the handbrake on, it fucking goes on automatically, any? Fucking, you know, so they'll fucking bend over backwards for them, but then they'll still try and restrict. It's almost like they want to reduce the population or something by making it harder to locally source food and have to buy the food from abroad where it is essentially, I know it's not literally, but it feels like it's just all lab grown broccoli and fucking stuff. Because I know you're not a massive veggie or either, but have you seen, obviously, your broccoli and your cauliflower that you get from Asda and stuff, but then have you seen wild broccoli?
No.
What you actually get from a farm? Looks nothing like you. Well, a lot of broccoli's purple as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, proper, and not this organic bullshit. Fucking, because again, organic, it's not sprayed with the chemical to stop, you know, the mice and fucking whatever else eating the food. But, you know, it's not fucking harmed us before. It's just more ways to slap a fucking another name, another fucking term or something to charge more money.
Yeah. You know, well, it's going to be a long 4 years for us, mate.
Well, something's got to change. So that petition reached over 3 million signatures this week, I think it was. So from what they were saying, it's going to have to do another round going back to a discussion in Parliament. I can't see anything changing with it again, to be fair now, though. But Labour, there was a lot more. I think in the last 2 weeks, 200 people have left Labour. Look, their politicians have left because they're not happy with the policies. They're obviously trying to jump ship because they can see
the notes sinking,
And then more Reform Party members are winning more seats. I know we don't know enough about politics to be fair, but the way that there's constant, different towns are always having re-elections for local
so you can have Conservative or Labour government, but your council could be Labour or a different one. So it's still it doesn't make sense in some sense. How can you be Conservative on the government, run the government, but Labour's running your council?
Yeah.
You know, it's got different values, isn't it?
Mm. So yeah, the fact that a lot more of them now are becoming Reform local parties, locally run. I'm just hoping that, especially with some of the comments that Trump has made over the last month, that it's going to get forced to go to another re-election, because it has to change. It's not rules. It's
There's a 20 billion black hole. Let's send fucking 15 billion to Ukraine, 18 billion for, was it Marmaris or something like that?
There's been all sorts. Yeah. But have you seen, there was a couple of geezers on TikTok. There's a website you can go on to.
Yeah, and you can see where the government's sending money.
Yeah, and have you seen any of that list?
No, because as I said, I'm trying to get off my TikTok feed anything negative. Like anything that I just hate, I'm just trying to get off my feed anymore.
I understand what you're saying, but when it's stuff like that, I think
because it just pisses you off anyway. I'd be a load of DEI stuff.
Well, like one of them was for like vegetation, like growth in Rwanda, and then like it shows like current like news video of what's going on there. And it's like a bomb site. So it's like you're sending money for this.
And that's just going in someone's pocket,
and nothing's going on because it's fucking war torn and that. Like, you know, you're sending money there for something that's not helping. But again, I don't know exactly, but let's just say it was Kenya, for example, for a museum. But why are you sending money for them to build a museum?
Yeah.
But they don't need that. And why are we supporting that? Why are we funding that? It's just ridiculous.
It's mad what you like, because that's what America have stopped, and that's what they're going through. They're going through all the money that they're seeing, I think, from the last government.
Yeah,
I've sensed now they're going through them and looking at the receipts, cancelling it. Like, so we don't need to send like £1 million to wherever for like.
Well, it's only right again because we've got Donald Trump saying about how much money that they contribute towards the European Union.
Yeah. Not even in it.
Yeah, I don't get why. Like, I didn't even know that they did. And then when he said it the other day, like, I don't know, 200 million or something that they paid to him like last year or whatever it was. But I don't get it.
Mm.
I understand if they're putting funds into NATO.
Yeah, different, but, isn't it, that is.
Yeah, but for the European Union, they shouldn't do it. Like, is it because it's backhanded to do with trade or something? Obviously, like, they ain't going to say that as public knowledge, but... It's just
look after the mates, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's just all it is. It's just the politician just out for them and the mates. That's it. Get the money quick and fuck off.
But that's why when I do see some of these things with reform, that it does give a bit of a hope towards a better future. Like, as long as they do stick to the policies. I know things might change if they do take over the country. Well, get into power, not take over. Because, again, I don't know his name, but he was getting interviewed the other day.
Nigel Farage.
No, it's one of the other Lee ones. Again,
grey-haired man.
No, again, there's a third main one.
Oh, the South Asian looking man.
No.
Yeah, go on. Sorry. Anyway, yeah. No. Because there's
about, like five main ones. Yeah. But after Farage, there's two. Yeah, there's his next two.
There's that Anderson and there's that other lad. Yeah, I can't remember his name. No.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's getting questioned on, because he says, like, they're going to change the way, so get rid of the inheritance tax that they've forced onto the farmers, but they'll tax, because a loophole for these farmers now is basically sell their land for wind farms. So he's saying they can still sell them as wind farms, but they will get taxed on that.
Yeah.
So if they still want to keep it and do the old school inheritance, then that'll be fine. They'll still get the normal benefits that way. But otherwise, if they're selling the land, it's a taxable thing. You know, it's property, isn't it? And the reporters, like, grinning him about it. He's like, no, this is, like, any business is going to get taxed for selling assets like that. So land is still an asset. And they were making it all negative.
Yeah.
No, it's the right thing. That's forcing them to stick to being a farmer for what they wanted to do originally. The way that they're trying to, again, it's all this left and right bollocks and that. So they're trying to make reform seem more negative now. Because they just know. But obviously, it's all down to the Illuminati and all that shit, whatever greater power that you believe. So they're trying to force the news to dictate the right things for Labour and the Tories and all that now anyway, to try and stop this new world motion. But yeah, hopefully in the next couple of years, before the full term is served anyway, that we do get this re-election and just try and fucking get onto something better. We probably do sound like a broken record now, because considering we're not a politics podcast.
No, and we don't know a lot about politics. Or claim to know about politics. No, we do.
I feel like the last 12 months or so, we are, like, learning more about it, because I feel like we need to. It affects us so much these days. When you're a kid, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But, like, just the way everything has been changed in the last few years, like, shit, why is it so bad?
Well, shall we move on to something a bit more uplifting? Oops, have you got any emails or messages?
Yes, I have. So, right, we're not babysitting today, but we've still got our mate Alf here. Yeah,
he's making himself known.
There was a few comments about that, like laughing, baby in the background and all that.
I didn't even know you could hear her.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't listen to all of that episode so the way through, but it was like, fucking, oh, baby, fucking, you know. this is just what happens sometimes, yeah. You know, we have to do these things. Just like with Alfie, fucking, yeah, one of these fussies. He's one of these fucking scran now, don't know.
Yep.
It's too early, mate. Not have any. I'll start off with Brie. She says, how can you shit or nearly shit yourself so often?
Literally, that's what I thought. It's come like a monthly event now, isn't it, that? Quarterly. It's a quarter, every 3 months, 4 months.
I mean, it's often.
It's look, too often though, Jai. You know what I mean? It's a bit worrying.
No, but it's a healthy bowel, if you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
We.
But, you know what? To be fair though,
healthy bowel is when you fart shit yourself.
That was just, you know, a couple of unhealthy days, I'd say. But you know, sorry to be a bit graphic for anyone. If you're eating your breakfast or anything, you might want to like skip forward a minute. But I've struggled the last couple of days, like, because normally I'll go once a day, every day.
Right.
But I don't know. Like the last week, it's like I've missed a day and then gone the next day. And so even with yesterday, didn't go. And it's strange because it's normally a part of my morning routine, or, you know, water diet, yeah. Team solution, everything up, and then I can go. But yesterday didn't happen. And this morning, I knew that I didn't fucking go yesterday. So it was another one of them. I'm in the house. I didn't even take his collar off properly. I left it on the lead, but clipped it off his neck. Fucking locked the door, and I'm straight upstairs. Fucking, I'm going, man. There was them thoughts as well. Look, I'm coming round to the park now. I can fucking go up the back of there if I need to. That was mainly because I know I didn't go yesterday. Mm. So, you know, there was a lot of a lot of people in the queue, so, shall we say. A lot of shit. Yeah. So, it's not on purpose. It's just, these things happen. And I don't know, if I don't need to go, I'm not just going to sit on the toilet for the sake of it.
So you don't, I tend to, after I'm done, I tend to sit on for a longer 5 minutes, just,
no, phone. I can sit there after, but I'm not going to, like, so say with yesterday morning, because I've got him from the walk, didn't need to go. So I'm not just going to go and sit on the toilet to try and force out anything, because that's not good. You shouldn't be forcing anything out. It can give you a prostate issue. it's just it's one of them. Well, you know, I've already says about the kind of food that I eat, cooking a fucking... I do really love Italian cuisine, to be fair. So I cook a great lasagna.
When you go to Italia. I did do the classic.
The hand movements. Mamma mia. It's a long drive, man. Because I've got to take the dog, innit?
And no, he doesn't have to go.
He does. I'm not leaving him at home. Looking. So, yeah, I'd need like 3 weeks. So a couple of days driving and then, like, you know, stopping off on the night times and that. And, it's just, I ain't asked.
Mm.
Not asked.
Well, you like the cuisine.
To be fair, I think it's just because I like cooking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Italian. It's an easy one to cook. I don't know. Well, yeah, shit happens, doesn't it? Oh, fucking...
Literally, yeah.
Yeah,
Well, thanks for your message.
I don't know if I need more fiber in my diet or something. But...
No, it's maybe less. Well, it sounds a bit, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for your message, Brie. I do like that name. I think I have mentioned it.
Yeah. It's a nice cheese, too. James. He's,
I didn't know why we didn't start with James.
I would say it's alphabetical order, but he's just not first on the list, is he? he's so gutted with that. Why am I not first?
Hey, why am I not first? Why am I not first?
So he says, are you going to be a bad dad and make your child a United fan too? Or let them support a proper club?
Well, that is an interesting. That is an interesting question, actually. Probably the most interesting one he's ever seen. No, he had. I was going to say, nah, he has said some classic
Even you've stuff. Offended him.
Nah, nah, he has said some classic stuff to you before. He has. He's a good lad, our James.
He loves you.
He does love you, mate. Yeah. That is a good question, because you said you're a Man U fan because you're dad. So now, are you going to force that upon your baby?
Yes. But...
troubling times, then.
Well, hopefully when he's old enough to appreciate the game, we're on to better times. It's not looking likely, but still, one can hope. But I'm not going to do exactly what my dad did, because I know I've said it before, but I grew up right by Birmingham City Football Club.
Mm.
And it was only with yourself and the other lads and that really that I went to the games. I think my uncle might have took me once. I know I went when Blues were in the Premiership, one of the times anyway. My cousin took me to watch United play there as well. Obviously, I was sitting with the Blues fans as
well. Yeah, you can't.
I remember Ryan Giggs running past, right in front of me, fucking just dribbling whoever it was up. And I've gone to start shouting, go on. And my cousin just grabbed me, went, sit the fuck down. Even when we scored as well, he grabbed me before fucking up. Chance. No. So I'm going to, whatever the local team is. So if I'm still in Coventry, I'll take him to see the Sky Blues. And, if I'm somewhere else, I'll take him to local football.
Yeah.
Which I've wanted to get back into doing that for quite a while, to be fair, just going and watching games of football, but just never seem to have time. No. But at least I know when he's here, I'll be like, yeah, come on, mate, let's fucking go.
I haven't watched a football game in person for years now, and it's hating in the cold. I don't mind when the weather's nice. That's why I'm a bit, when I watched the MLS, and it's obviously their season runs through the summer, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, and I can see them with the stadiums. I have the stadium plan where you have a bar area and you can just see them all just standing, having a beer, watching that sounds great. But I saw the other, when was it? The Man City first. Who did Man City first? Was it not in the FA Cup on the weekend?
Leighton Orient.
Leighton Orient. That looked fucking freezing. Well, he was freezing.
Yeah.
He looked freezing. I was just that's why I ain't going.
Well, I went to pop to the shop on Saturday, and my next door neighbour, he was waiting for his son to pick him up, and he was off to see Coventry play.
Mm.
I can't remember if they won or not, to be honest, because that was against Ipswich. I can't remember that.
No, all I know is the Blues one and the Liverpool one, because I lost in that.
Yeah, which I was going to get onto in a moment. I still will do. Don't worry, James. But yeah, I thought the same, because it was cold. Even though I went out in my T-shirt, I did have other clothes on, but I didn't have a coat on when I went to the shop. He was standing there. He had his big coat on and that. And then when I got back, and I thought, I wouldn't fancy that. But then that's a part of it then, because it's, it's the atmosphere. You're all cold together. And then there's always one mad bastard that loves to take his top off in the cold as well. Then you get a nice little cup of Bovril and a fucking nice hot pie just to warm yourself up again.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. When I watch football, Champions League game, I'd like to watch that. But when Blues versus Cambridge on a Tuesday night, even though they won 4-0.
Yeah.
Nah, mate, not for me anymore.
No, but again, I feel it is more of a young man's game for doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, the season ticket thing.
Yeah, same as...
You just have to be really passionate, though, and you have to make your life of wars. Yeah,
which I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get no season tickets. But, just every now and again, just a Saturday or Sunday, we're come on, mate, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things I'm looking forward to. I mean, even other funny things, I said it earlier, when your daughter was kicking off a little bit, and I was like, this is what I'm looking forward to, because I'll just be oi, I'm fucking around, making cry and that. Let him go to his mum, tell your mum what you fucking did as well, even though he can't talk, but just and then I'll be he's crying because he's a little fucking dickhead. I'll point in his face, keep crying, you little dick. I'm looking forward to being a dad. But, going off of this week, I'm not assuming that James means Liverpool as a proper club. Because Plymouth, Wayne Rooney couldn't get a fucking tune out of them, but
I think they've won every game since, or lost the game since, or something like that, haven't they?
Well, because I think it was probably about 3 weeks ago now, there was the side-by-side stats of Rooney and the new manager, and Rooney's stats were better. Like possession, shots, pass completion and fucking whatever and that. Rooney's stats were better, so even though the results were constantly poor, but I think literally it was just against Liverpool, it just seemed to click. And then the one, I feel like the one 4-0 the other night as well there.
Yeah, I'm sure they've won or haven't lost since Rooney or this new manager's come in. They've done well since.
Mm-hmm. But I saw that stat and he must have had a couple of games prior to that.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have had anything to give,
really, would they? Mm. But they've just had a bit of a poor week, really. The Everton game, that's always, not always, but it should always be like that.
Yeah.
There was tackles going in. The only downside of that game was the referee again.
I didn't watch that game.
I didn't watch it. I was listening to it because I was cooking. But Michael Oliver, he's just a fucking shit referee.
A few decisions have been poor this week, especially in the FA Cup with that VAR. The Blues one, when he went over the line. Mm. Well, you can't tell if he went over the line. And then with the Manu one with the Maguire when he was clearly offside.
Yeah. All of them were offside.
Yeah. So, and there was another one. I can't remember the other one, but obviously now you're mentioning that one.
Yeah, there was a few.
But the standards seem to have really dropped a little bit, especially this season, it feels.
Yeah, I mean, I could rant on about the referees fucking half an hour again myself, but there's enough other YouTubers and that, especially Mark Goldbridge, you know, to stand or that to football. He goes into depth about it. And they are just all friends looking after each other. Mm. Like, there's just no need. Fucking, it's just ridiculous. They don't want to have, like, hold themselves, what's the word I'm looking for now? Accountable for any of the poor decisions. And, you know, nothing's ever put onto Sky Sports about how bad the refereeing was on certain games and that.
They do have a thing on a Monday called Ref Watch.
Yeah.
And even that geezer will still defend the referees.
Is it Mark Dean?
No,
he's still a referee.
I can't remember who it is.
He's an ex-ref, though, isn't he?
He still defends them. Like,
yeah.
And like that, the pundits be like, well, it's clearly a foul. And he'd be like, no, because of this. Yeah, but just looking after the lads, isn't he?
Yeah, they are. And it's just fucking ridiculous. So, yeah.
It's like us first, then mentality, and with referees. It's
like
us as referees first, then the players. They're always wrong.
Yeah.
And then, obviously,
there'll be some movement going on at some point, won't there? Where it'd be like refs' lives matter or something. Mm-hmm. And they'll be putting a fucking black armband on for themselves. Fucking all that bollocks. But otherwise, yeah, considering it was a derby, and obviously the emotions were going to be higher because it was the last derby at Goodison Park as well. But then, you know, 4 red cards after the final whistle.
Yeah. Proper derby, mate.
Well, yeah, and that's what you want.
Yeah. I know Van Dijk said it's their cup final, but no, that's both of you's cup final. Like,
he's a miserable prick, though, he is.
He obviously is just playing the game and the mind games, whatever.
Yeah, but he hates losing.
Yeah,
well, I know a lot, but, you know, even when fucking United beat him and that, like, he's fucking coming out with bollocks like that.
The one who really got me, and I was like, what the fuck is it? Rio Ferdinand, some, like, you don't want to see scenes like that when the Everton player ran towards Liverpool fans to give it.
Mm.
Fuck, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want. You want him to fucking give it.
That's it. And you want to see a fucking hard tackle here and there and fucking stuck in. You know, and people arguing on the pitch.
Because you don't know what it's going to be like when they move into the new stadium. Like, is he still going to have that feel?
I think the Everton fans will.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's quite close to the pitch still, the stand is. But, like, obviously, with the West Ham stadium, we can sometimes lose a little bit. But
now, I think the Everton fans, they will still, because they are more passionate. I mean, a lot of the Everton fans, they openly admit they hate Everton, but, you know, they're blue until the die. And it's mad because, again, that's what football does to us. I've seen a lot of comments from so-called United fans, and it is younger fans that fucking I'm sick of it. I'm done with football and whatever. And I know I've said it before, but it's a part of it. You know, I got sport living through the fucking Fergie, well, growing up through the Fergie times. And I've got to put all this shit now. Mm. It happened before Fergie was in.
It could be another 30 years, like Liverpool, until you come good again.
Yeah, you know, it's just a part of it, and you just have to fucking put up with it. I enjoy the good moments there.
I have to admit, I do enjoy watching Man U lose. I hate watching Man U.
Yeah, because you're a spoiler.
No. I hate watching Man U play football on TV because I've been terrible for years. I love seeing them lose. Same with Tottenham. I love seeing them lose. I don't know why.
You're really enjoying this season, then, ain't you?
Yeah, and you know what? I love the Arsenal. When Arteta first went to Arsenal, I loved them. I was like, oh, decent team. But I'm glad they're doing shit now because they're just egotistic. They haven't won nothing, but the one man sitting there was fucking giving it.
I feel like it's...
I get it, give it, but like, you've got to back it now.
I feel like just Arteta's tried to just copy everything of Pep.
You know when he said something about the ball, complaining about the balls in the Carabao League Cup?
Did you see the... who were they playing on the weekend?
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Did they even have a game? Because it was the FA Cup, wasn't it?
Or it might have been...
Was he Newcastle in the cup beforehand?
Yeah, it was playing against Newcastle.
Yeah.
The Newcastle fans were fucking shouting, Arteta, it must be the ball. It must be the ball. Arteta, it must be the ball.
I saw loads of things on TikTok where it's like Arsenal playing four games against Newcastle and not scoring a goal, and then Birmingham scoring within 1 minute. It's just like...
But even that, that's what I love about football. No one's expecting Birmingham to turn up to fucking Newcastle and give it, but they fucking did.
Obviously that was a good game, actually.
Yeah.
To be fair, and the Villa Tottenham it was a good game actually on TV. I didn't really like the lights nor in Man City game, but
I don't even think the Man City fans did.
The Newcastle game against Blues Newcastle was a really good game to watch. Really watch it. It was the first time as well I've watched a whole football match without picking up my phone, because normally every now and again I got on my phone for a bit.
Most of the time, my phone's not out my hand these days. But you know, I was actually thinking about it on the drive over here, because obviously there's still the 3 o'clock blackout, where any games on at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, they're not published on the TV because it's to promote wanting to go and watch your local teams and stuff. But I know there's been talks about it. You think so? Neither of us have got Sky Sports subscriptions or anything, but
you still watch the 3 o'clock games,
fucking
mate.
Do, mate. Just, if Sky Sports ain't got it,
I think everyone's got that in there.
That's what VPNs are for, mate. But you know, if there was like a Netflix style thing that showed all the games, I'd happily pay £20-24 a month just for that, and I'd watch not every game, but. Because I just like having football on, even if I'm not watching it, just like having the fucking on in the background. Or again, so while I'm cooking and that, I'll have that's football on, listening to that commentary of fucking whatever game. Even if I don't care about the game, the results, the teams, or whatever, just like having it on. It's just, you know, nice. Because it depends on what mood I'm in, to be fair. Sometimes I'll have music on or another podcast. But, you know, it's just nice to fucking have that kind of thing on. So, yeah, I'd actually pay £20-24 a month, and I literally would watch more games anyway. So I just still don't get why they haven't done it yet.
I think that obviously after honor the contract that they did with Sky and everyone else, so until they're up, then they can start. Because I think they are planning on doing it. Because you can do worldwide, then they get all the money, rather than sign their TV rights to, I don't know, whoever has it. Is it whatever, you know, whatever sports channel picks up in Australia, America, they just buy the app then?
I think it was extended to 2028, if I remember rightly. But it, even off of Sky, though, it's still the English FA that have got the 3 o'clock blackout rule.
Right.
So it's not for Sky, it's for any of them. Because otherwise, like, you know, I was going to say BT, but TNT, they'd be able to put the 3 o'clock kickoffs on. Yeah, it's just annoying. Look, it would generate so much more money for football as well. And you think, because you could have it with the lower league teams as well.
Yeah, like having the FR one.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Spread the money down.
You know, because it's, I get it, it's all the popularity with Ryan Reynolds, with Wrexham, but how much they're on the TV these days, it's unfair.
Mm.
So if it was more of a level playing field, then, you know, more clubs are going to benefit the money.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was their own club channels, you know, like MUFC, MUTV and fucking Liverpool TV and all that, if you could put whatever game isn't on Sky Sports, whatever, if you could actually play on their channels, it would bring more subscriptions to them.
I do find them to be expensive for what they are. Like, I think it's like £10 to watch one game or £9. And you think to watch one game, like, this is like,
I know they were doing that during the COVID thing.
No. So, like, you know, if you watch BCFC TV, you can watch a Blues game.
I didn't know you could do that, to be fair.
You can watch, obviously, but it's not, I think it's just Prem teams. You can watch it, but you have to pay for it. But it's like, as I said, well, what are you getting at? The point you're making is I assume they will do that, like an app. You just watch it all on the app, whatever, football, and then an EFR one. There you go. Yeah. If your team gets promoted, fucking cancel it. You got the Prem one.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But then you could just, I mean, this is another idea that we fucking should be fucking patterning, really. You could have, like how Netflix has got a tier system, like several different pay subscriptions where you've got your one with ads and then the normal one and then the Ultra HD one.
Yeah.
You could have a tier system for what level of football that you want to watch. So if you only want to watch
your team.
Yeah, so just the Premier League, you pay
£12
a month. If you want to watch other leagues as well, you know, that's when it goes up to like fucking £25 or something. Or if you only want to watch the EFL, then it's still just back to that original figure, but you can't watch any of the other games.
I assume something like this should, well, it is in the pipeline. They've got to.
There should be. And if they're not, they're fucking morons.
Yeah.
But,
Well, that, we've done politics. Yeah, we've done James, football.
Fucking. And
we're not
a politics or football podcast. Right, album of the week. There is other stuff that I'm going to jump onto in a sec, but album of the week, not going to get into it too much. The one I listened to this week was Usher, Confessions album.
Oh, okay.
Look, it's got all the tunes on. it's such a mad difference, though, with Confessions, the first song. It's a good enough song anyway. When it goes on to part two, and the beat drops and that, it's just fucking banger. And I'd forgot what tunes were on that album, to be fair, as well. Because one of the first ones, fucking, Usher's.
Oh, I hate that song. I can't stand that song.
Yeah.
It winds me up, that song. I don't know why it winds me up. Same with, was it Nelly and Dilemma? Remember that song? Is it Nelly? I love you.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado.
Is it
Nelly and Nelly?
No,
Kelly Rowland.
Oh, as soon as that dropped, I hate that bit.
Oh no, I mean, she was trying to send a text message on an Excel spreadsheet as well. Fucking, but yeah, I think probably because them songs, it was like every third song on the radio.
Oh, dude, back then, yeah, I used to get absolutely bashed.
Yeah. But yeah, just fucking to the Confessions part two. Gotta Let It Burn on it as well. Fucking.
That's a tune.
Usher had some big tunes back in the day, man. So yeah, for the people that were eagerly waiting for that album recommendation of the week, Usher Confessions. Going over that one. New World Orders. Right. Have you got any of your own ones for this week?
But I've kind of like stole it off someone else. Okay. So mine is like, no one could lie. So like that way, everyone that would, and I think he was Skepta that said it on another podcast or something. And it's always stuck with me. And I was like, that is brilliant, because then that way, whoever's in prison couldn't lie. So when I said, did you do this? It's either yes. So everyone that deserves to be in prison would be in prison.
Mm.
And that way, you know, little things, why'd you do that? Like, no bullshit. Like, just straight because of this.
would you be able to do a little white lighter? For example, you're getting ready to go out for a little date night, Valentine's Day, and the missus says, do I look good in this dress? And you're not really fucking feeling it, but you don't want to upset her. Could you say, babe, you look amazing?
Yeah. That's the line, yeah. Little white lies.
Big lies.
No.
Proper lie.
Naughty lies, no.
That's a no-no.
No.
With that, you'd have to have like what Elon Musk is developing, that chip in the brain.
You'd have to physically stop.
Because otherwise, just saying that's law, like you still can't prove. People from lying. So it would have to be an implant of sorts that they'll get like a shock or something.
What's your one this week?
Well, I haven't done myself because there was a couple cents in.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't done one myself because I thought I didn't need to. Plus, I gave one last week and you didn't because you was lazy. Alan's is nobody can personally own farm animals, i.e. chickens, llamas or pigs, unless you're an actual farmer.
Oh, okay. Bit controversial because if I had the land, I wouldn't be a farmer, but I would have some chickens and probably a donkey.
So my dad's, I think he's got them now anyway. I know my stepmom bought some chickens off a friend recently enough anyway, but I don't think he got them yet.
Because, you know, you can go to like a farm, like Ashen Farm, which isn't too far from mine and yours, and you can buy chicken. You can buy chicken eggs and chickens. I didn't know that.
A lot of the places, though, because obviously I work all over the gaff, people who've got chickens, they'll make like a little fucking bench thing outside and put the eggs and like, you know, six for a pound or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
No, I've seen that. But I mean, like, you can actually buy chickens like when they're like the cooked chicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know.
But it's expensive to fucking look after chickens and that because it's the feed and all. And like, obviously, you got to make sure if you're keeping them in the garden,
you wouldn't want to in the house really,
but yeah, you got to make sure it's secure. But not just foxes, birds of prey and that come down and fucking just have them.
But like, what I do, like, I'd have a little cage, but then atop that, I have like a little electric fence so when birds swoop, they get it.
And then you've got a Sunday roast dinner then.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but I imagine eagle it tastes quite nice. Might be a firm meat, but I can see this. I don't know where I was, but I remember one of the places I lived, one of the neighbours at the back, they had a chicken.
Right.
And obviously it'd be a weekend when I'm trying to have a lion, I'd hear the fucking rooster. Yeah. And all that bollocks. Fucking, if I had a like an air rifle sniper, I would have found that constant shotty. Because you don't need it. You don't fucking, you're trying to have a fucking chill.
Yeah.
So what was the other one? There was another house I lived at. There was a fucking football field next to me. So Sunday morning, I'm fucking hungover. I only got in at like 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And from 9 o'clock, they're all there shouting, playing football. They used to crack me up, man. I mean, I get it because we used to do it sometimes as well. We'd play football, but when you're trying to sleep, you don't need them. Fucking whistles blowing and all that. Fucking shit, man. So I get it. I see why people want llamas as pets because it's a fucking, you know, novelty, ain't it? But the nasty bastards just spit at you. Mog says when people take their driving test, they do a section of using their phone to prove that they can multitask. If not, then it's a fail.
Do that? I mean, obviously, this must be a new thing.
No, this is what he would do. That's his new world order. I don't agree with that. I don't think anyone should be using the phone while driving. But I get it because was it last week? I think we says you can fucking touch your radio and all that.
Yeah.
So there's no difference from touching your fucking console to use your phone for your car than it is to just use your phone anyway. So it should be more that I'd say then that. While you're doing your driving test, they say, right, change it to radio 2 or whatever. Fucking.
But, yeah, on newer cars, you don't have to do any of that. You can just press a button and tell the car to do it.
Yeah, Yeah, but you still got to, because if you're 17, 18, and you got to,
Mommy and daddy's
not treating you to a fucking brand new car, and you got to buy a car yourself, you're going to get an old one.
Yeah.
So, you should have to have, I'd say that more so than your phone, you should have to, while you're driving, turn the volume up and down, change the station or something.
Yeah, and just see.
Because they've got to learn doing it at some point anyway. I had it today. The young lad that Chris is, it's not an apprenticeship, but he's at college and he needs to have so many hours a week of being on the tools as well. So essentially it's free labour every now and again. But he's turned up this morning and Chris has gone, he doesn't use his indicator. So he's not long started driving. Yeah. And I didn't switch on him, but I put him in his place. I was like, mate, you've got to use your indicator. Oh, no, I do. But if there's no one around, if no one's watching, there's always someone watching. Just always use your indicator. Fucking, you're not driving a BMW. You're not a fucking knobhead. You're a young lad. Use your indicators. Yeah. And I've said it nicely, but I was being serious. And hopefully you took it in because it's dangerous. You got to indicate.
No, I agree.
But obviously he's passed his test. He's had to fucking use his indicators and do everything properly. So with how quickly he's got himself out of that habit, naughty.
The only thing I remember getting up happy really quick is how you hold the steering wheel at 10 and 2 or whatever it is now. I think it's 9 and 3 or whatever it was back then.
Not like quarter past 5 or anything.
No, but as soon as, and the mirrors, checking the mirrors every fucking 30 seconds.
See, now I have to though, because I haven't, because I'm in the van, I haven't got windows everywhere. I have to constantly check.
I check, but nowhere near every 30 seconds. Just when I'm making an indication.
Not every 30 seconds, but...
But on the test, you have to do it every minute. Right, left, central.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do the things that the learn, where the instructor sees that you as the learner.
Yeah, you have to emphasize
it. He's moving the head. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Have we got any more?
Yeah. What was it? Fucking Tegan says, my new world order would be every year you get free drinks on your birthday.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Because Starbucks give you a free drink on your birthday.
Do that?
Yeah, if you've got the app.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Costa give you a little birthday tree. So if you me,
treat myself on
you get a cake and a fucking coffee for your birthday, mate. You know, honestly, yeah.
Saying, I'm always away on my fucking birthday, though.
And well, there's a Starbucks somewhere, mate.
I know, I'm going to have to fucking find one.
You get a free one on your birthday.
So if you're out in the club.
Club.
There'd have to be a limit. So £30.
No limit. It's the club.
If you're staying in one place, that's going to
fucking... You get as many drinks as your age.
So 18 drinks, if you're freshly 18.
Yeah, mate.
They ain't remembering that birthday.
No, but that can give them, to the mates.
But, if you're doing that...
No, but if you gave me your drink, yeah? So if I've got you on the bar, I've served you...
No, you're not allowed to share the drinks.
But then...
That's cheating, that is. Because otherwise, I'd go up to the bar... all night and get the 5 drinks for my 2 friends.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going out.
They're big drinkers.
But it's cheating. It's running the pubs.
I agree though with the free drinks. That would be, I don't think you'd have to cap it I don't think you'd have to cap it, but.
You can't.
Are we just talking alcoholic drinks? Could you just walk into McDonald's, get a fucking.
I'm assuming alcoholic drinks. There was no specifics on there. Yeah. But
do you think there should be a limit though?
Yeah. If I was pushing it out, it would be you'd get a gift card. So a £50 gift card that's only valid on your birthday and you have to use that.
Mm.
So, you go into the one pub, bang out 2 drinks, that's £10 gone. Then you go into the next one, fucking. And once that £50 gone, you have to dip back into your own pocket again then.
No, different way of thinking about it, but I like the idea.
I'm just thinking of business-wise because, some people can drink a lot. And, if you're going
through...
Yeah,
but it's only for one day, though.
Yeah, but how many people have got birthdays on a day?
How many people are going to the same pubs? I just mean it's spread all over.
Yeah, but there's going to be one person at least every day.
Not in every pub, though.
No, but again, if it's the clubs in all the town centres,
yeah, perfectly.
There's thousands of people out every weekend.
Yeah.
And you could,
well,
that'd be a lot of people with the birthdays.
Maybe the government can pay for it being the tax.
Well, it would be, isn't it? Because it's you're in charge making this. So, yeah, that's one with mine. At least the government's funding that £50 gift card to pay for the noise out.
Right.
So I'm thinking practicality there. But we do like it. We do like the notion. And then where was this one? Joe says, "I would push through the development of flying cars. It's 2025. We should have. We should be further ahead." Could you imagine how chaotic it would be with flying cars?
No, I get what he's saying though, because they went from flying the first plane. When was the first plane flew?
Like 1912, something like that, maybe.
I think it was slightly before that. Obviously, because they had planes in World War One, which was 1914, back in the war.
I never give a shit about history.
So what I'm saying is, though,
I think it's like 1860s.
They never went to space, and there was like, we're going to space, and I think it got done within a decade. So surely, if someone was like, I'm making flying cars,
that's if you believed it went to the moon.
Yeah, well, but they went out of space at least, though.
Allegedly.
Well, people seen the rocket go flying off. You know what I mean? But yeah,
I know what you mean. Yeah, I was listening to the podcast? So Brian Cox, anyway, the scientist, smart geezer. I'd listened to him on a podcast the other day, but then it popped up. He was on Lad Bible, so. They were asking questions that people had sent in and that. And the one of them was asking, what do you say to people that think the Earth is flat? And his way of saying it was, obviously, like, he's not a flat earther, but he was like, what would you ever go on a plane again? Because every pilot would have to be in on this big secret that the world's flat and we're in a fucking big dome so that the flying around in circles as opposed to straight lines and whatever. I know they don't do exactly straight lines, but, you know,
you're
not going around the globe, you're going around a fucking ring. So you wouldn't feel safe getting on a plane all the time. So, that's the main thing that's always baffled me. It's like, why would they have to lie? Just don't ever get it.
When stuff like this comes out, it's like, who said it the first time? And then did he mean it? And then why is it spread like wildfire, like it's a thing? Remember when COVID was 5G? Like that thing, who said that at one point that everyone jumped on that bollocks?
But there's still a lot of them that are blaming the 5G for fucking shit going on and that. Again, there's the, I think they're called storm runners, but the ones that keep cutting down the ULEZ cameras in London. So there's the one of them, the other day, actually made it onto the news as well, where the lads have just turned up. They're there to install a 5G mast. And he's like, what are you doing here, lads? Fucking putting 5G in? And one of them's like, yeah. Like, just nonchalant. Just like, yeah, we're just here to do our job. So he's standing in front of the fucking the lorry, so they can't offload the gear to start fucking erecting it and that. And he's kicking off. He's all, fucking, this is the problem, 5G, you know what it is, and blah, blah. And he's spouting all the bollocks. So, mate, we just want better phone signal.
That's it.
So, you know, I can't fucking, so when I get back now, I can't walk my dog unless I've downloaded the podcast or whatever that I want to listen to.
Oh, you can't? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because you just.
And I've clocked it now. So in the morning, it's fine, up till 8:30. After 8:30, signal goes. So, I'm ready, because I've only clocked this week, I'm ready to ring up Vodafone now and ask them, have they got a switch? So as if like from 8:30, they flick the switch to spread the signal out.
Yeah.
So it shares evenly amongst everyone or something, because it was literally bang on 8:30 the other day. And I'm like, boy, I just don't get it. And then again, because I've done it where, like I've got back extra late and I'm still walking the dog at 9:00. So it must be like between 8:30, like the 12 hours, because I've been out at 9:00 and I've had the signal walking or whatever all the way around. But yet during daylight time, it'll just be on and off. I have to keep going onto airplane mode and then back to normal again. So it resets the signal and then I'll have it for 30 seconds and then it'll cut off again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So it fucking winds me up. I've complained to Vodafone enough on that. They're like, oh, but the signal's good in your area. It could be because of the trees. I'm like, I'm walking around houses. I'm not walking through the woods. Yeah. I don't understand. I wouldn't moan. And I was like, is it because of the hospital? No, there'd be nothing in the hospital unless you're next to an MRI. Yeah, I was going to say MRI. I'm thinking, what the fuck's that in there? But yeah, unless you're next to some of the machines, Lord, that could affect your signal, but you're outside of the building, so it'll be fine. Not so. You need to tell me then why I'm losing signal while walking around. And the one time I rang them, I was even on the walk, and all I kept hearing was, sorry, Mr. Devlin, I lost you there for a second. What was that? I was like, this is what I'm saying. Keep losing signal. You need to sort it out. Fucking so annoying. And cheeky fucking Virgin email off them the other day. Like, yeah, we monitor you. Like, we're always monitoring you fucking blah, blah, and your average of this speed and this download and whatever. And again, if it wasn't just a generic email, I would have emailed back to them. But like, it's all right, them saying that I'm having this average speed. Still can't take a shit in the bathroom upstairs without it disconnecting or just walk out the front door. I was shocked this morning. I was actually sitting in the van and it was still connected to the Wi-Fi. And I'm like 6-7 meters away from the pub. But yet, I was with Vodafone, normal broadband, even with BT, signal fucking everywhere. 30 meters outside the house, still connected to Wi-Fi. Virgin, no, stupid. Fucking cracks me up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to fucking just start getting onto them again. I'm fucking moaning because it cracks me up. So, flying cars, no, for me. Dramas. Be dramas.
When I think of flying cars, I think the Jetsons and Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I think it is the way to go forward. I think we will start having flying cars.
Unless, like with the Teslas, with all the technology, the sensors and fucking everything, let's all of them have that.
Yeah, so
people, like, say the Google Maps knows the flight patterns of everyone else and it's tracking, right, that car's 100 yards away that way, above us, to the left and whatever. So unless they've got communications between each other, it'll be too much chaos.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what happens if you break down? You'd have to have, like, parachute built in or something.
Yeah, there'd be safety measures in place.
Otherwise, like, imagine it stays hovering. You've got to wait for the hovering AA to fucking come and, like, tow you.
You'd be there for a while, mate. Fucking hell.
Fucking madness. That's it for the new world orders. I'll scroll past this. This is going to be the last one because we've ran on for well over an hour already. Lauren asked, what's the tea with my wife's friend? Did she leave her man or not? Or what? Sorry. That was regarding the 2 minute part last week, I think maybe, or the week before, where a friend was having some issues, secret relationship and whatever. Short answer, I don't know. Because I haven't asked and I don't care.
But maybe you should ask now.
No. I mean, I'll tell you something off the pod in a minute now. Fucking just shit. But yeah, I don't care. I mean, I probably will ask since someone's invested. I don't care though.
Yeah, someone's invested. They've took the time to message the podcast.
If I remember, Lauren, I will ask. But otherwise, it's not something that I'm asked about. But that is the end of the show. Say an hour and 13 so far, so yeah. And I feel like we could still talk for another hour, really. We've got other we've got confessions and that we haven't gone through.
Maybe should we start with them next week then?
I mean, we might do, we might not, we'll have just to
never
see.
Know.
But as always,
there might not even be a podcast next week.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a shock for some of them. Three weeks in a row,
yeah, that's what I was saying. And it, like,
no, we will try, definitely. We do try in general. And as always, keep the messages coming in. Links are all in the description, email, hotline, the WhatsApp and all that. Keep them coming in. We do appreciate it all. like, share, download, fucking keep it going. You know what to do. Yeah, we shall hopefully see you next week. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.